When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hi, it's the podcast for laundry. We're starting a little off today because I'm about to talk to Mass Leader. We had a phone call scheduled and said let's do it through Zoom. Might as well make it a podcast because a lot of people are hitting me up on social media with questions about Mass Leader, so I'm just gonna get him on. Thank you for listening. This is the only podcast that's meant to be listened to while you're doing your laundry, and I appreciate you sharing the time with us. I hope you're throwing in a load right now, and you know, during this quarantine, feel free to check out our back archives. We got episodes with John Glazer, with Tim Heidecker, with Tom Sharpling, Janine Garofalo, Todd Barry, David Cross, Chris Gethard, the list goes on and on. Oh, here he is. Mass Leader?
Hello.
Hey, Mass Leader, how's it going?
I have to say, it's going pretty good, Brett. You've done a heck of a job.
Thank you so much for saying that. I think I have been doing a good job.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, but thank you. We raised our attendance 5,000 last Sunday.
5,000?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of other congregations are afraid. So we actually got some people from Georgia, some from Alabama. People drove in from South Carolina. We had one couple all the way from Wisconsin.
That's 20,000 people at this last Mass?
That's right, yeah. If you count children, it's more.
Oh, wow.
We don't always count children.
Did you run out of fidget spinners yet?
Oh, boy. You know what? We had to order more, actually. We did. We had to. Yeah. I mean, the sales are up, and we are very happy. You know, yeah. The creek water is high, as my grandfather used to say.
I just want to say for those listening, this is a Mass Leader of the Church of Baptism. What's your real name?
Well, I'm not going to disclose my real name. I'm comfortable to talk with you on this podcast, but we'll leave it at Mass Leader.
Okay. So what's your role within CBF exactly?
Well, I'm sort of a major domo of sorts. I'm a bit of a CFO, I'm a bit of a caretaker. Some call me the janitor.
You're the janitor as well?
Well, that's more of a nickname. But I clean things up.
Okay.
I'm a behind-the-scenes kind of guy. A shadow man.
Shadow man sounds a little scary. You got to admit.
Well, God is scary. You got to admit that, too.
I never really thought of God as scary.
Really? Well, why don't you look at maybe the over half of the Bible? Because it's terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, the name of the Church of Baptism by Fire does have some, like, connotations. You know, because I've been stuck here, and for those listening, I've been stuck in a Motel 6 in Little Rock, Arkansas through the bulk of this coronavirus. I was doing a world tour all around different cities. Obviously can't do that now. So I have yet to be able to attend a live service.
Well, I have to say, that's part of what I want to talk to you about. How do you feel about maybe leaving Little Rock?
Oh, I mean, I'd love to leave, but I don't have a car. I was living in New York prior to this, so.
All right, forget about all that. Let's say none of that is an issue. Uh-huh. Let's say if money's no object and safety doesn't matter, which it doesn't, and you could be removed from Little Rock, would you like to get out of there, get out of that Motel 6?
I mean, I would love to. I keep butting heads. It's pretty much just me here right now.
Yeah, I know that there's a fluorescent bail bonds light across the street. I got a Google 360 view of where you are.
Oh,
that is not a good place.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not the nicest part of Little Rock. you know, it's me. I think the city has put up a few homeless people in the motel, which I think is nice.
Yeah, honestly, I can't listen to anything about homeless people. It makes me physically ill. Let me just cut to the chase. We're going to get you out of there, Brett. My boys are on their way right now to pick you up.
Your boys.
My boys are on their way.
Because, I mean, you mentioned how like strong your boys were or something in a previous call.
Well, you don't need to worry about the strength of my boys unless you come into some sort of disagreement, in which case you should worry.
Okay.
Are we in a disagreement?
No, absolutely not.
That's good. Then I think you should be very happy to see my boys, because right now they're on your side. With my boys on your side, ain't nothing bad going to happen to you, Brett.
Well, that's good to hear. But yeah, it's, you know, I've just been here. I've been kind of holed up in this room, spent a lot of time in the laundry room too. So I'm going to have to say goodbye to the washer there.
Well, I'll tell you, we got a nice, big, beautiful laundry room in Pinella Park, Florida, the big mansion. That's where you're going, boy.
You're putting me up in a mansion in Pinellas Park?
You are going to be staying in the mansion. You're going to have an entire east wing to yourself.
Wow.
Beautiful laundry room. And you won't even have to do it yourself. We got a staff for that.
Man, I'd rather do it myself.
Well, they're essential workers, and we are not going to send them home. And so they will be there, and they will be doing your laundry for you.
Well, okay. So here's the thing about me is I'm very, I like to do my own laundry. I think that when other people do laundry, they don't do a good, great, it's a wicked game.
Yeah, I understand. You know what else is a wicked game is murder. Murder's a wicked game, isn't it, Brett?
Yeah.
I suppose that if I was to murder somebody named Rudy Jones, I'd probably want to wash my turtleneck myself. Wouldn't I?
Rudy Jones? I'm not, I don't know who Rudy Jones is.
Well, maybe you know who Hayes Davenport is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Starting to come back. What about Guillermo del Toro? Scott Gardner? Father Giuseppe Bosca.
Okay. Stop. We can stop that. You know, the innuendo is the root.
There's no innuendo. I think I've been as clear as water.
Yeah. Well, I didn't kill anybody.
I didn't say that. You just said you didn't kill anybody, which sure makes me think you did.
No, people that don't kill people don't say I didn't kill anybody.
People that kill people say I did not kill someone. That's what they say. And I sure would like to not say I did not kill Brett Davis.
Excuse me?
I think I was clear.
Well, now the message is a little muddled because you said the people that kill people say they don't kill people.
Listen, I don't want to get into semantics here, all right? Here it is. You're coming to Pinella Park, Florida. You're going to stay in the mansion in the East Wing, and you are not going to do your own laundry. We are not sending any of our staff home. Not Junior, not Maria, and not Scott. They need that income, and they're going to be there, and they're going to do your laundry.
Well, Junior,
you're going to do exactly what we ask you to do.
If Junior wants to do my laundry, then Junior's going to get a fucking size 10 shoe up his asshole.
Hey,
you will not
talk about Junior that way. I'm not talking about my son, by the way. I'm talking about a grown man named Junior.
Well, you know.
Whose dad I don't know.
I'll kick his ass if he puts his hand on my dirty laundry.
You will. Well, if you kick his ass, then you're not going to be around much longer.
Are
I don't
you
think you
me?
Understand the position that you're in.
I kind of don't, because you said I was doing a great job, and now you're sending your boys to come and take my laundry away from me.
I do not want to hear you talk about your laundry anymore. Do you understand? This is not about laundry. This is about this is you, Brett.
All about laundry because cleanliness.
You have so much talent inside you, and you are obsessed with laundry, and it is killing you. Your obsession with laundry will kill you before the coronavirus will. I can promise you that.
Oh, really? Well, my obsession with laundry has actually done wonders for me. It's changed my outlook on life completely. It's brought me closer to God because cleanliness is close to godliness. And, you know, it's I've been doing this podcast. I've had all these great guests on. I've had great, interesting conversations, deep dives into the world of laundry, and it's the ba-ba-da-da podcast of the year. So why don't you shut your mouth about how
long... Shut my mouth.
Yeah.
Shut my mouth. All right. I tried to make you see reason by threatening your life, but maybe I need to try another tactic.
Yeah, well, you did threaten my life because laundry is my life.
Brett, have you ever sat in a room with a Hollywood entertainment lawyer?
Well,
sounds like a no.
Technically, I do have a lawyer. His name is Jacob Wilson, although he says he's not my lawyer.
I listened to some episodes with Jacob Wilson. He ain't going to help you. That's some friend of a friend that he's got a family. I can't believe he even talks to you. John Glazer and Tim Heidecker have a legal team that's coming after you, boy. And if you want the support of the Church of Baptism by Fire, you're going to shut up about laundry and you're not going to put up a fight when my boys come to take you, and you're going to let Junior do your damn laundry.
Oh, so what is John Glazer and Tim Heidecker?
They're suing you, boy. They are going to sue your pants off. You won't have pants to wash.
So I'm getting like some CAA lawyer or something. I don't even know how entertainment lawyers work.
Baby, the lawyers we have at Church of Baptism by Fire, I mean, they could put Mother Teresa in jail, all right, if she was still alive. And they would. And they will.
Wait, why would they?
Because they can. That's how good they are. They see a challenge and they destroy it. They destroy the challenge. There's nothing left. No one will know who John Glazer and Tim Heidecker are after our lawyers are done with them if we decide to help you. Right now, I'm inclined to think that maybe they won't. Sounds to me like you're going to die alone in a Motel 6 in Little Rock, Arkansas. Won't be able to sleep. That fluorescent light blinking all night. Bail bonds, reminding you of the time that you spent behind bars. You're going to wish you were behind bars.
I mean, what do you want from me?
I can offer you paradise.
Can I do my own laundry?
If you mention laundry one more time, there is no deal. There is no salvation. There is damnation. There is fire with no baptism. Eternal punishment. Do you understand? Do not mention laundry anymore. If you mention laundry again, I will hang up this phone. And you do not want me to hang up this phone.
Okay. I won't talk about...
Don't even say it. Yeah, that. That's good. That's good. You're a good boy, aren't you? You're an obedient little boy, aren't you? Yes, you are. You're a good boy.
I'm a good boy.
You're a good boy. Yeah, you're a good little boy. Is your tail wagging, good little boy?
Yeah.
I think I can hear your tail wagging all the way over here.
My tail's wagging. I'm a good little boy waiting for my treat.
That's good. Well, your treat is waiting for you. I got a big special gift for you.
What?
Oh, what? He wants to know now. Sadly, our senior pastor has gone on to the other realm, taken by COVID-19.
Really?
He was so devout that he would not wear any of our products. He would not use any of our products. He thought God was going to save him.
Wait, did he not use the products because they don't work?
No, he just thought his faith would be enough. He didn't use the God Guard face mask. He definitely didn't use the Corona Cure fidget spinner or the silver purification rinse. Sadly, as I said, he has moved on to the next realm. We have found ourselves without a leader.
Do people know about this?
You're the only one who knows right now.
Oh, so I guess one could infer that gives me a little leverage on you.
Excuse me?
So I'm actually going to take this sword of Damocles that you're dangling over my head. I'm just going to do a little quick flip and dangle it over your head.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Well, I would love to see you do a flip. Let's show me your flip, gymnastic boy. Come on, let's see it. But come first on.
Don't ever call me gymnastic boy.
Well, maybe I'll call you Scott Hamilton.
Was he a gymnast?
Yeah, in the 80s.
Don't call me that. Okay, you guys have been putting me through the ringer. You have me endorse these, you know, Tim Heidrick called them snake oil products. Yeah, they are snake oil products. They don't work. Silver is not going to kill coronavirus. The sanctified silver laundry rinse or whatever, the super clean Corona Cure, whatever. This stuff doesn't kill the disease more than natural soap does. It's just you're putting these price tags on these things, and you're ranking them up, and then you're getting thousands, 20,000 people last week. Those people are all going to be infected with coronavirus if they're not already.
Wow. So do you think anyone cares a lick about anything that the murderer of Guillermo del Toro has to say?
Well, you know what? Things can be leaked to the press.
Leak them. I'm calling your bluff. Leak them. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. And I think you're bluffing.
Look, I've got deep resources. I mean, my podcast has been featured on the AV Club.
I don't know what that is.
Vulture. The New York Times. Well, the New York Times reported
on New York Times
podcast.
Fail it, New York Times. Listen, New York Times ain't going to save you. Ain't going to save you, boy. Let me just be abundantly clear. Here's what's going to happen. You are going to be the new senior pastor of the Church of Baptism by Fire. Or I'll let my sons have their way with you.
So by senior pastor, like I'm taking over this guy's role?
You will reinvent the role. You will get to do it exactly as you want. And if, and only if you accept this position, as an extra bonus, I will let you do your own laundry.
Yeah,
in fact, I'll let you preach about laundry.
I'm in. 100% I'm in.
Well, you went from doing a backflip to a backflip and a front flip, Brett. Oh, boy. I knew we'd get you.
Yeah, I'm absolutely in. So, wait, I'm getting to run church for 20,000 plus people.
I mean, I'd like to see the attendance grow.
This is what I've always wanted.
I know, Brett.
I mean, this is not the ideal way. Obviously, I don't want people to be risking their health to come out. But, man, 20,000.
They're not risking their health. You're going to save them. You're going to save so many souls, Brett. No,
fuck that. They're risking their health. You really shouldn't assemble publicly right now. But, I mean.
Well, that's on you. That's on you, brother. You're going to be the one doing it.
This is insane. Oh, my God. I love this.
Yeah, I thought you might. I just want to be very clear. I know that it seems like right now maybe we're friends, but we're not friends.
Okay.
We're coworkers.
Sure, that's fine. Well, I'm looking forward to doing business with you.
Me too, Brett.
Oh, man. So wait, would I start like right away?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to start right away. In fact, we've arranged to have my sons pick you up. They're going to drive you to Florida, and you're going to start with a road sermon.
Wow.
Yeah. We're going to stream it live.
This is an Easter miracle, really.
Yeah. Yeah, and by Easter, you'll be there, and the idea is that we'll gin up enough interest that we hope to have people waiting outside. We want a line. We want a line around the whole arena.
Damn. Well, thank you, sir. This is an honor I accept with confidence and pride, and I just thank you for putting your trust in me.
Well, we can't thank you enough, Brett, which is to say we don't thank you at all.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.